You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
Earlier this month, the Milwaukee Repertory Theater announced that it would host the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble in residency for the upcoming season.
Joining us to discuss the partnership and what it means for the African American Theater Company is Melkia Stampley, producing artistic director for the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble. Melkia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm guessing many of our listeners are familiar with the Milwaukee Rep, but maybe not as familiar with Bronzeville. Can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure. We are an ensemble of six artists. There are eight founders. We came together in 2013 to address the lack of black theater in Milwaukee, and to add to the rich stories through the African American lens. And our company, we want to have a community impact and also bring to the community wonderful theatrical productions as well.
And so tell us about the current state of African American led theater companies across the country.
So, according to the American Theater magazine, racial relations have become increasingly strained throughout our country, and coupled with that, African American theater companies, their budgets are strained and they're losing funding, and we're at a crisis point, I do believe. And so there are those that have been going strong, like Penumbra or St. Louis Black Repertory Theater or Crossroads in New Jersey. But there is still a need to continue adding to the community, to the American theater community, and to make sure that African American directors, producers, and writers are still, that they still have a platform to create art.
How do you compare the efforts to support and establish and continue these African American-led theater companies to efforts to bring more diversity into all theater companies?
Well, I think they go hand in hand. An example being us being here at Milwaukee Rep. Our company is young, we're new, so we're not able to afford to do August Wilson yet or Raisin in the Sun. But we are able to do a production like The Mojo and the Say-So, a production that maybe the Rep it may not be interested in, but it's still an important story that for us we can still bring to the community with a much smaller budget. So there's a great opportunity for us to work together with larger budget or arts organizations to help increase their diversity efforts while supporting the work that they're already doing.
You said that Bronzeville, for instance, right now can't afford to do some of these better known, more established plays. What is it that costs money to put on one of those plays like A Raisin in the Sun?
It can be pretty complex, but one actor's productions like those usually demand a large cast, and so then you're dealing with that. You need to then maybe pull from Chicago or New York, and those actors may be union actors, so those fees, the royalty fees to produce the play, the sets, all of those different components, and then of course the marketing part of it as well. And so when you're dealing with new works or lesser known works, you have a little bit more creativity to make the dollar stretch.
We're talking with Melkia Stampley, who is producing artistic director for the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble, which has just announced a new collaboration with the Milwaukee Rep. Now, in a press release, the Rep's artistic director, Mark Clemens, said that the partnership offers value to both parties. It sounds like there are some kind of infrastructure advantages for Bronzeville, but what do you see Bronzeville being able to bring to the Rep?
Well, we're able to be a resource for Milwaukee Rep. Myself and most of our ensemble members are Milwaukee natives. And so I grew up in one of the most disadvantaged zip code areas in Wisconsin, 53206. And yet I still call myself a product of theater. So the insight and the connections that I have from my community and also the arts community where I feel like I also grew up as well, I'm able to bring that to the rep staff, and as well as the rest of our ensemble. And we're also looking for ways that we can work together as an organization to help them, introduce them to the African American, different pockets of the community that they are still new to, and for us to also then introduce different arts and different ways to collaborate with artists.
So you are a lifelong resident of Milwaukee. You're a person of color. You're also an artist. Why is it important for Milwaukee to have access to something like the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble?
It's so important because you need, for me, growing up, I went to Whitefish Bay. I went through that school system and had a wonderful opportunity. But going to plays downtown or seeing plays at my school, I didn't see people that looked like me on stage. What I did see was my brother, who also attended Whitefish Bay as well. So when I think of someone who lives in 53206 who wants to be an actor, they need access. And so, yes, you come see Census. Yes, you come see Dreamgirls at the Rep. But then what are you going to do in February or in January or throughout the rest of the year? We want to make sure that there are ample opportunities, various opportunities for African Americans and just citizens of Milwaukee to see the arts through the black lens, and we're all Americans, so it's a part of that American story, and it's important that everyone has access to it.
So you mentioned some, big productions that also come with a big ticket price and involve going to, a downtown theater. Are there ways that you feel that Bronzeville Arts Ensemble can help bring the arts out into the community and maybe at a lower price point so that it's more accessible to people, both that they feel that it's theater for them and they can afford to go?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping that it can be free, actually. And I'm new to this. I'm an actor by trade, and I've been lovingly pushed into this arts leadership position. And so I am calling on all of my mentors, all of the great arts leaders we have in Milwaukee, and finding ways to connect with funders and with other organizations who are willing to fight this good fight with us, so that we can offer plays in the park in the summer, so that we can drive busloads of people from 53206 to see not just Census maybe, but then also our production as well, to offer deep discounts. Those are my goals. I feel like art should be free and accessible, and of course that can be difficult. But whatever way we're able to do that, whether it's partnering with the recreation department and having those plays in the park, or going to the schools, we're going to find ways to do that.
And you talked about the fact that you're an actor by trade, and here you are learning all of the behind-the-scenes things that it takes to put on a performance. Are you looking to other African-American cultural organizations, music or dance organizations, for how they've been able to survive and thrive?
Oh, absolutely. You have the Black Arts Think Tank in Milwaukee, a wonderful umbrella organization that houses Kofi Hansberry Sands and African American Children's Theater, and Candace and Diane. They have definitely been supporters for us, and we definitely pull on their pull on their knowledge, and then we also are working with a professor out of UW-Madison, Sandra Adele, who is a professor of literature. So we're working with her as well, and there are other, it's we're trying to get around and get to everyone. So I'm meeting a lot of new people as well. So I have a long checklist of art organizations and arts leaders and just community leaders who I am trying to sit down and chat with about our organization and see if there's a way to partner with them.
So tell us about the first show that you'll be performing in the new space as part of this collaboration with the Milwaukee Rep.
So we are producing The Mojo and The Say-So. It is a collaboration with Theater Leela, a Madison-based theater company. This production is written by Aisha Rahman. And this is about a family who is dealing with, several years later now, the death of their 10-year-old son who was mistakenly killed by a white police officer. And with some compassion, humor, and a touch of fantasy, this play, it shows the aftermath of this tragedy and how this family has moved on in this now new opportunity presented in the play for them to heal these wounds.
And how large a cast is it?
So we have four wonderful actors. One actor is in our ensemble, Marvette Knight, and Gavin Lawrence, who has performed in Milwaukee at First Stage and Milwaukee Rep, and new to Milwaukee, Wigasi Brandt and Isaiah Phillips.
And when will you be staging that?
So the production will be January 28th through the 31st in the Steamkey Studio here at Milwaukee Rep.
Well, Malkia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Malkia Stampley is the producing artistic director for the Bronzeville Arts Ensemble, and she was discussing their production company's new partnership with the Milwaukee Repertory Theater. They will be staging their first production in January.